The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Distributed denial of service or DDoS attacks are becoming cheaper, more effective, and more accessible than ever before. And thanks to the constant evolution of this popular cyber weapon of choice, it's now extremely easy for just about anyone to launch an attack on intended targets, potentially causing service delays or taking business operations entirely offline.
Well, Wai Kit Chia, Director of Security Product Management, Asia-Pacific for CenturyLink, joins us today to talk about the growing DDoS threat in the age of Internet of Things and 5G, and what chance organizations in Asia stand against these cyber attacks. Well, tell us, share with us some of the observations from the new threat report released by CenturyLink.
First of all, CenturyLink's security practices has a mission of seeing more and stopping more of cyber threats for customers. Mm-hmm. And we have a large global backbone network with huge amount of internet traffic traversing through it. So we leverage on that traffic to study the behaviors of bad actors in the internet and document and share those insights in our threat report. A few key notable observations from it is, one, there's an increase in number of C2 servers. C2 are basically command and control servers where bad actors use to send instructions to compromise devices. And compared between last year and the first half of 2019, there's about 250% increase in the number of C2 servers out there. Mm-hmm. Right? Second observation is that there is an increasing number of DNS attacks. DNS is basically a domain name service, mm-hmm. where you use to resolve or translate domains, URLs into IP addresses. People use to encode data on DNS requests and response so that you can use it to hijack DNS to do data exfiltration. And thirdly,
when you say a DNS, you mean they hijack the website of an entity perhaps?
A domain. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the last part is that DDoS attacks, as you mentioned earlier, is also evolving. Nowadays, we are increasingly seeing a lot of short duration but lower bandwidth DDoS attacks, and that's probably 30 seconds to a minute or so. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the bad actors are trying to test out
How robust your systems exactly. are first. Oh, exactly. Dear. Okay. Mm. What about the threat landscape here in Southeast Asia, Wai Kit? Has it evolved? Has it grown?
Well,
and across the region?
Well, one thing that's very interesting that we found out was Singapore is ranked number 6 out of the top 10 countries where threats are being tracked.
Is that a good thing or bad thing? It means we have an eye on it, we are more susceptible to it.
We have identified that there are actually a large number of C2 servers Singapore. Mm-hmm. Right, and probably one of the areas that contributed to that is we have hyperscalers or cloud providers, and they've been around for years now. Mm-hmm. And these are basically an opportunity for bad actors to run and host their C2 servers. It's easy to spin up, spin down, and that becomes an area where they can launch attacks on organizations or even consumers.
And this is because why? Because we're so connected now, and
yes.
everything is seamless. And
yes, so we are starting to become more digitized.
Right,
we are being more connected, and with all these incentives from the government trying to digitally transform businesses, mm-hmm. a lot of SMEs, small medium enterprises in Singapore, are jumping into that bandwagon, mm-hmm. but without having that maturity and understanding of how do they keep themselves secure from cyber threats. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why it drove us to launch and open our security operations center here in mm-hmm. Singapore early mm-hmm. in the year, mm-hmm. so that we want to be able to leverage on our SOC, one of the 8 in the world, to offer help to our customers in making them secure and safe, be able to be digitally trusted.
Mm. Sure. Okay, like as you mentioned earlier, we are in an area or era where devices are being connected seamlessly, as you mentioned, and syncing as well. So what are some of the threats that's present right now in our environment?
Well, if you take a step back and understand what does that mean, seamlessly connected, right? IoT or connected devices falls into a few categories. One of them is industrial. You have factory floors, right? Sensors, actuators. And you will have enterprise IoT devices. But a main bulk of what I'm seeing right now are consumer IoT. You could walk into Harvey Norman, grab a piece of IP-based or CCTV, mm-hmm. mount it in front of your front door on a HDB block, and mm-hmm. a lot of people are doing that today, mm-hmm. connected to your wireless. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, many consumers fail to understand that there are default settings, there are default credentials, they are either ignorant or forgot to change those mm-hmm. passwords, mm-hmm. and they are vulnerable. And it's very
vulnerable
easy.
Vulnerable to what exactly?
Vulnerable to be compromised.
Right.
So mm-hmm. once they get compromised, they become one of the bots in a botnet. So right. that's like an army of slaves right. Being controlled by a C2 server to do what to launch attacks. Mm. Right?
To engage in nefarious behavior.
Yeah. Yes.
And you can't say, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that way I'm guiltless. That's not true, right?
Exactly.
So talk to us about WiKit CenturyLink's role in protecting the internet and providing greater threat visibility. Yep. So it sounds like awareness needs to be raised as well, particularly in the consumer space?
Well, in a way, yes. But I think we need to look at security holistically. And one of the key driving force behind our Black Lotus Labs, who came up with the threat report, is we want to be able to leverage on that traffic that we have to get intel on what are the behaviors of threat, bad actors and threats out there. And to when you understand the behavior, you can then come up with countermeasures on how to address and mitigate those threats. And that's where we want to contribute back to our customers, to the consumers, to offer this near real-time intelligence and actionable countermeasures that we can help them to stop those threats.
Mm-hmm. But if we sort of wait for them to attack, then it's like we're on the defensive.
No.
Right? You at some point want to try and be on the offensive and stay two steps ahead of the bad actors,
correct.
As you put it.
Correct. So that's why it needs to be a holistic strategy.
Yeah.
The way that CenturyLink does that is that we help customers look at security from a proactive angle. So for example, one of my customers recently, right? So we found one of their devices is sending beacon to a C2 server. So we traced that and found that it's actually a device in a meeting room. Mm. So it's the role of CenturyLink is not just to solve that incident, but to then look at, hey, you probably patch everything in your data center. You probably neglected things that are outside of your data center.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah.
So we want to go then look at how their policies, processes are set up, where are the gaps, and improve that.
Right, right. So in your opinion, WiKit, what can organizations here in Singapore kind of do to beef up their defense network? I mean, it sounds like it can be quite complicated, right?
Understatement. Is that an understatement, WiKit?
Well, it can be complicated, but we can simplify it.
Okay.
I think it need not be complicated,
mm-hmm.
right? So to simplify, let's put it in a layman's term. I think, first of all, we have three key struggles with organizations here in Singapore. One, security expertise. There's sort of everybody's fighting for those scarce resource.
Mm-hmm.
Second, visibility into risk. And third, you want to simplify security, right? So, and a lot of times people overestimate their abilities. They think that buying a firewall would solve all their problems.
Yeah. It's enough.
It's not a kryptonite.
Right.
It's not a magic pill.
Yeah.
Right.
So we want to simplify all this and offer them an end-to-end services that could help address all their threats across the whole spectrum from outside external network all the way to insider threats. So when we say insider threats, a lot of times people neglect the fact that your bad actors could be an employee,
mm-hmm.
could be a connected partners or vendors. We have seen cases like Target, for example, a few years back where they got compromised because of their vendor, their air conditioning vendor
mm-hmm.
was compromised and they brought in that backdoor.
Right. Mm. And it's not because they are bad actors per se. It was just maybe ignorance,
yes.
bad cyber hygiene, for example. We're chatting with Chia WiKit, who is Director, Security Product Management, Asia Pacific at CenturyLink. WiKit, according to headlines earlier this week, a variant of a global malicious software or malware called Emotet tripled its activity level in Singapore in the last year and is posing a greater threat to local businesses and netizens. Should we be keeping an eye on that?
Well, yeah. Actually, that is a very interesting piece of news. And I think it aligns to the insights that we have found through our research lab. Emotet is slightly different from a DDoS, right? It's usually distributed through phishing emails in a payload. So sort of like an embedded macro within a Word document. And the challenge with this is that...
That sounds like we might not even be aware that it's exactly. there. Then how are we supposed to...
The starting point is usually user... cyber awareness.
Right.
So you need to educate your employees, you need to educate regular men on the street, people to be aware of what they should or should not click on and download. Mm-hmm. Once that gets downloaded, if it's weaponized, delivered, it can create a backdoor to your attackers.
And this week, Senior Minister Teo Chee Hian also spoke on how about global cybersecurity firms, large and small, set up a base in Singapore, can tap on the Republic's technical prowess, skilled manpower and network. So how can CenturyLink leverage on this?
Well, I think that's a very good direction that Singapore is heading. Mm-hmm. And it's also one of the key drivers that prompted our decision to set up our SOC here earlier this year. And Singapore as a hub and a gateway to Asia or Southeast Asia is plays a very important role in ensuring cyber hygiene and making sure that we have businesses that can operate in a digitally trustable and safe manner. And I think with the growing emphasis, especially with regulators like CSA now coming up with programs and with the recent Cybersecurity Act, I think that's a step forward to make us be more prepared for the future expanding and sophistication of cyber threats out there.
Sounds like the biggest takeaways again means, Bernard, don't anyhow click.
Don't anyhow click.
And please change your passwords frequently, right? Yeah. Chia Wai Kit is Director, Security Product Management, Asia Pacific at CenturyLink. Wai Kit, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.